This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. One of America's greatest playwrights was born this day 129 years ago. Eugene O'Neill, Nobel laureate and Pulitzer Prize winner. It was his youthful battle with tuberculosis that inspired many of his greatest works. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markell spoke with Cynthia Canty about O'Neill's story.
Long Day's Journey Into Night is widely considered to be O'Neill's greatest work, as well as one of the greatest American plays ever written, which tells of his tuberculosis diagnosis, which happened when?
Well, it happened in 1912, in the summer of 1912.
And how old was he?
He was in his early 20s, and he had knocked around quite a bit. He got kicked out of Princeton and Harvard, and then he was a merchant marine and traveled all over the world. He slept on park benches in Argentina, where he believes he probably contracted tuberculosis. He hung out in flop houses and houses of ill repute. He had quite the wasted lifestyle. And when he came home to his father's summer home in Connecticut, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis.
How did it first present?
Well, it presented just as a summer cold, a lot of coughing and a low-grade fever. And, of course, tuberculosis was quite rampant at that time. It was harder to diagnose than it would be today. But he went to see the doctor, who he didn't like very much. He thought he was a cheap quack, but the diagnosis came through. And the treatment then was being put up in a sanatorium.
And you and I have talked on these segments about what a terrible disease tuberculosis was and what a danger it was to people. I mean, leading cause of death of Americans aged 20 to 45.
Yes, yes. It was a death sentence. And there was no, not always, but it was for many, many people, it was a death sentence. And it was sort of like when people said the C word for cancer in the 1960s, the word tuberculosis would invoke fear and dread in most Americans at that time.
So you were packed off to a tuberculosis sanatorium. And what was life like for patients there?
Well, it was very regimented. Men could not interact with women. There were daily weigh-ins because if you gained weight, you were considered to be on the mend. One of the things of consumption was it consumes your body and you lose an enormous amount of weight. And there were nice sanatoriums, the private ones, and then there were public sanatoriums, which were not so nice. And initially, Eugene O'Neill's father, James, a very famous actor, by the way, put him up in a state-run facility because it was cheaper. And it wasn't just that his father was cheap, and he was. he had grown up in poverty and he had a lot of issues with money. It was that it wasn't worth the investment.
So therefore, I think he didn't feel his son's life expectancy was going to be very long.
Exactly. And imagine if your father says that, whether overtly or in a hidden way like that, how you would feel.
Uncork some resentments.
A little bit. Yeah. And there was so much resentments anyway. If you read Long Day's Journey Into Night, which could be read as an autobiography, this was a family of resentment and anger and addiction and alcoholism and, of course, tuberculosis thrown into the mix.
Now, his father eventually moved him out of that not-so-great one.
After a few days, they moved him to a place at Gaylord, Connecticut, where he did much better and ultimately was cured of his tuberculosis.
And he did actually meet a young lady, even though he wasn't supposed to.
He did. Eugene broke all the rules all the time, whether it was on the written page or in his life. And he met a young woman and he fell in love with her. And she did not do as well. She was from an Irish family. Her name was Kitty. And she was put up there by her family. She took care of her whole family because her mother died of tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. And she wasted away and died. And that was the topic of one of his first plays, a play called The Straw, which is rarely performed, and probably that's a good thing. It's not Eugene's best play. But even the metaphor of the straw, it's about drawing straws. And some people draw the long straw and some people don't. They draw the short straw and they lose. And that's how he looked at tuberculosis. Why me? Why did I survive and why not her? And it's actually a compelling play and it's sort of a pre-Long Day's Journey Into Night, which took him another 50 years to write.
As he looked back, tell us, how did he regard his tuberculosis experience and his sanitaria experiences? His second birth?
Yeah, that's the really neat thing about it. He had two birthdays. We're celebrating his birthday today, his actual birthday. But he considered when he was diagnosed as tuberculosis-free, as his second birth, his transformation, because he said, I should have died, but I didn't. And now I had this incredible life that has unfolded before me. And that really was the birth of Eugene O'Neill, the playwright. He then started taking his writing quite seriously. He worked at his craft incessantly. He wrote dozens and dozens of plays, some not so good, some absolutely brilliant, and he became the great American playwright.
Fascinating when you think of the life he led and in the reflection of that life in these great, great American dramatic works. Happy birthday, I guess, to Eugene O'Neill. Happy first birthday.
Happy first birthday, and everyone should see or read Long Day's Journey Into Night. It's absolutely brilliant.
University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor, Dr. Howard Markell, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.